Finally, I want to talk about diseases and conditions that can affect the heart. And these are going to fall into a few categories. One having to do with inflammation, another having to do with reduced blood flow to the cardiac muscles, and then finally congenital conditions or birth defects that can have an effect on the heart. So we'll start with inflammation of the heart tissue. If the endocardium, the inner lining of the heart chambers, becomes inflamed, we call this endocarditis. And again, this is an inflammation of the endocardium. It can lead to scar tissue in this lining of the heart, of the vessels. And in some cases, the scar tissue can damage the heart valves. And this can lead to a condition called stenosis, S-T-E-N-O-S-I-S, or narrowing of some of the openings between the atria and the ventricles, or between the ventricles and the vessels that leave the heart. So endocarditis is an example of an inflammation disorder with the heart. Pericarditis is inflammation of the pericardium, and we really haven't talked about the pericardium, but it is a connective tissue protective membrane that surrounds the heart, and it can become inflamed. And this can be a result of either a viral infection or a bacterial infection, and can actually be quite serious. So pericarditis is going to be the inflammation of the pericardium.